Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, Chapter 6, Text 35 was the last one we read yesterday. We'll read it again and continue, Krishna willing. In this way, Raghunath Das passed 1 year exactly like a first-class business manager, but the next year he decided to leave home. He got up alone one night and left. But his father caught him in a distant place and brought him back. This became almost a daily affair. Raghunath would run away from home, and his father would again bring him back. Then Raghunath Das's mother began speaking to his father. "Our son has become mad," she said. "Just keep him by binding him with ropes." His father became very unhappy. He replied to her as follows. "Raghunath Das, our son, has opulence like Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet all this could not tie down his mind. How then could we keep this boy home by binding him with ropes? It is not possible even for one's father to nullify the reactions of one's past activities." Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Chandra, has bestowed his mercy on him. Who can keep home such a madman of Chaitanya Chandra? Then Raghunath Das considered something in his mind. And the next day, he went to Nityananda Gosai. In the village of Panihati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, who was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants, and others. Sitting on a rock under a tree on the bank of the Ganga, Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds and thousands of rising suns. Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him. Seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was astonished. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances by falling prostrate at a distant place, and the servant of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out, there is Raghunath Das offering you obeisances. Hearing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "You are a thief. Now you have come to see me. Come here. Today I shall punish you." And the Lord called him. But Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head. Lord Nityananda was by nature very merciful and funny. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. "You are just like a thief, for instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place. And now that I have captured you, I shall punish you. Make a festival and feed all my associates yogurt and chipped rice." Hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of eatables and bring them back. Raghunath Das brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas, and other eatables, and placed them all around. As soon as they heard that a festival was going to be held, all kinds of Brahmins and other gentlemen began to arrive. Thus, there were innumerable people. And seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more eatables from other villages. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots. He also obtained 5 or 7 especially large earthen pots. And in these pots, a brahmana began soaking chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. In one place, chipped rice was soaked with hot milk. In each of the large pots, then half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana known as champakala. Then sugar, clarified butter, and camphor were added. After Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth for a new one, and having sat on a raised platform, the brahmana brought before him the 7 huge pots. On that platform, all the most important associates of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as well as other important men, sat down in a circle around the Lord. Amongst them were Ram Das, Sundarananda, Garadha Das, Murari, Kamalakar, Sadasiva, and Purandara. Danjanaya, Jagadish, Panameswara Das, Mahesh, Koridas, and Hora Krishna Das were also there. Also was Uddaran Dat Thakur and many other personal associates of the Lord. They sat on a raised platform with Nityananda Prabhu, and no one could count them all. And hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, Brahmins, and priests went there. Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored them and bade them all sit on the raised platform with him. And everyone was offered 2 earthen pots. In one was put chipped rice with condensed milk, and the other chipped rice with yogurt. All the other people sat in groups around the platform, and no one can count how many people were there. Each and every one of them was supplied 2 earthen pots, one of chipped rice soaked in yogurt, and the other of chipped rice soaked in condensed milk. Some of the Brahmins, not having gotten a place on the platform, went to the bank of the Ganga with their 2 earthen pots and soaked their chipped rice there. Others, who could not get a place even on the bank of the Ganga, got down into the water and began eating their 2 kinds of chipped rice. Thus, some sat on the platform, some at the base of the platform, some on the bank of the Ganga, and they were all supplied 2 pots each by the 20 men who distributed the food. At that time, Raghava Pandit arrived there, and seeing the situation, he began to laugh in great surprise. He brought many other kinds of food cooked in ghee and offered to the Lord. This prasad he first placed before Lord Nityananda and then distributed it amongst the devotees. Raghava Pandit said to Lord Nityananda, "For you, sir, have already offered food to the deity, but you're engaged in a festival here, and so the food is lying there untouched." And Lord Nityananda replied, "Let me eat all this food here during the day, and I shall eat at your house at night. I belong to the community of cowherd boys, and therefore I generally have many cowherd associates with me. I am happy when we eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of the river." Lord Nityananda made Raghava Pandit sit down and had 2 pots delivered to him also. There were 2 kinds of chipped rice soaked in them. And when chipped rice had been served to everyone, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, in meditation, he brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu stood up. They then saw how the others were enjoying the chipped rice with yogurt and condensed milk. And from each and every pot, Lord Nityananda Prabhu took 1 morsel of chipped rice and pushed it into the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a joke. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also smiling, took a morsel of food, pushed it into the mouth of Nityananda Prabhu, and laughed as he made Lord Nityananda eat it. In this way, Lord Nityananda was walking through all the groups of eaters, and all the Vaishnavas standing there were seeing the fun. No one could understand what Nityananda Prabhu was doing as he walked about. Some, however, who were very fortunate, could see that Lord Sri Chaitanya was also present. Then Lord Nityananda smiled, and he sat down. On his right side, he kept 4 pots of chipped rice that had not been made from boiled paddy. And Lord Nityananda offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a place and had him sit down. Then together, the 2 brothers began eating chipped rice. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating with him, Lord Nityananda Prabhu became very happy and exhibited varieties of ecstatic love. Lord Nityananda ordered, "All of you eat, chanting the holy names of Hari." Immediately, the holy names Hari, Hari resounded. They filled the entire universe. When all the Vaishnavas were chanting the holy names Hari, Hari, and eating, they remembered how Krishna and Balaram ate with their companions, the cowherd boys, on the bank of the river. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu were extremely merciful and liberal. It was Raghunath Das's good fortune that they accepted all these dealings. Who can understand the influence and mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu? He is so powerful that he induced Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come and eat chipped rice on the bank of the Ganga. All the confidential devotees who were cowherd boys, headed by Sri Ramdas, were absorbed in ecstatic love. They thought the bank of the Ganga to be the bank of the Jamuna. And we shall end here, and Krishna willing, we shall continue very soon. Hare Krishna.